This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message yesterday or the day before from a lady called Babs in Knocklyon. And Babs wrote the following to us. Guys, can you promote this on your podcast? As you have a big audience. It's for Trans Day of Visibility. I'm not trans, but my niece is, and I see the hatred that is thrown at her on a weekly basis simply for being herself. She's a grown adult. She transitioned at 23, wouldn't harm a fly. Where does this bigotry come from? She's a dental nurse, and last week, a patient who found out she was trans refused to be treated by her. Imagine having that hatred inside you. Why all the hate? And that's from a lady called Babs in Knocklyon. Now, we actually, when we got that message, we actually posted the poster that Babs sent to us. And let me read the poster to you. Transgender Day of Visibility, the 31st of March, 2026. Trans rights are human rights. And the poster was produced by LINQ Ireland, LBQ Women, and TNB Inclusive. Okay. Now,
I got lads,
because Babs contacted us the night before last. Oh, we posted this on our Facebook page.
We literally put the poster up saying, you know, today is Trans Day of Visibility, Transgender Day, just to highlight that it is.
Which is what Babs asked us to do.
And we had to remove the post because of the hatred that came in. I wouldn't even repeat some of the comments that came in. But
believe it or not, I was driving in the car. My missus was looking through the comments on the post, and she said, "Adrian, have you seen this?" And I had a look, and I went, "Oh," rang you immediately, and we had to take it back down again because of the
vitriol,
the hateful comments that were coming in on our Facebook page.
I've never got it, guys. And someone,
and sorry. By posting it, which is what Babs asked us to do, it highlighted what Babs is asking us to highlight.
Yep.
The absolute hatred towards the trans community. And we want to get to the bottom of it. We want to understand why there is such hatred towards the trans community.
And it's only in recent years. Okay, so a lot of people, just to be clear about this, because I've done my research into this, a lot of people haven't. I think a lot of the hatred is based on falsehoods and based on fake news that people believe. Like, there was one comment there on our Facebook page from an absolute loser. Now, this loser's entitled to his opinion if it's based on fact. But he said, "I hate the trans," and you can see his comment on our Facebook page, "I hate the trans community because they are trying to infiltrate schools and convert children to their sick ways." And we messaged him back and invited him onto the show so I could rip him a new arsehole. And
typical, no. You won't listen to my argument or something like
and,
that.
And also because I wanted him to provide me with stats that trans people are trying to convert children to be trans because If anybody has that evidence, by the way...
Stop it, will you? Don't even insult people by asking that question.
Oh, no, people actually believe that. People believe that. And this is Opinions Matter, so if you believe that... No, I don't expect you to come on, because you know you'll make a fucking fool of yourself, because it's just not true. But anyway, I believe a lot of trans hate comes from misinformation, because trans people, by the way, have been around since before Jesus. They're literally around thousands of years. They were around in the 70s when Adrian was growing up, the 80s when I was growing up. They have been around for years. And it's only in recent years that the hatred towards the trans community has picked up. Like, you look at someone like Graham Lenehan, Father Ted Man. Mm-hmm. Literally, his head is stuck down a trans rabbit hole where literally... And I messaged him the other day. We were having an argument with myself and Glinners on Twitter. And I messaged him and I said, did you ever just get your head out of the rabbit hole about... Like, he's lost everything because of his fixation with the trans community. Lost everything. His family, lost everything. His jobs, can't get work, anything. And he's literally obsessed with the trans community and believes that, you know, they're the greatest evil. Can I tell you how many trans people were in the Epstein files?
Zero.
Zero trans people. So we want to find out, well, it's very, very clear. What is your hatred towards the trans community? And more importantly, what is it based on? What is that based on? Because that's more important, I think. Because some people just go, oh, fucking trans mental illness, it's a mental illness, fucking idiots. If that's the case, are you actually saying that people with a mental illness should be mocked? Would you say that to someone who's depressed? Because somebody in your family more than likely has depression. So if you believe it's a mental illness, surely trans... And by the way, it's not a mental illness. The World Health Organization has determined. So, yeah, just because fucking Deco on Facebook said it, that it's a mental illness. The World Health Organization have said it's not a mental illness. But if you believe that...
So the bottom line is we're trying to... I mean, I've always been of the opinion, live and let live. Okay, do you, I'll do me. And
they're not trying to convert...
Unless you're causing me actual harm, you go live your life and do yourself.
Unless, guys, and you know, you have 45 minutes, well, between 45 and an hour to present me with the evidence that the trans community is actively trying to recruit children.
Stop, don't even ask that question.
No, because they believe that. They actually
believe. Give me somebody who actually believes that.
They believe that bollocks. They absolutely believe that bollocks.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off with a message from Lorraine.
Hi, lads. Great topic. My view is everyone has a right to feel happy and comfortable in themselves. If people feel they need to change the gender to do this, it's their choice. But when it comes to competing in sport, I think they should compete in the gender that they were born with. Otherwise, they can have an unfair disadvantage.
Okay, there you go. Now, the International Olympic Committee only recently set in their rules for the Los Angeles Olympic Games that only women who are born women can take part in female sports in the Olympics. That has been set in stone.
Now, both myself and Adrian, because a lot of you think we're mad lefties, so those lefties, the two of them are lefties. I believe that trans people should have their own section in the likes of the Olympics and stuff like that, and their own competitiveness. That a trans man should not be able to compete in a, for want of a better word, a normal Olympics. So I don't believe, and I think the vast majority of people don't believe that that should be the case. But this is not about that. This is about the hatred and the misinformation. And why, as Adrian says, why can't you just let them be them?
Our number is 085-825-2626.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
So we were sent a poster the other day, which we put up on our Facebook page. And it is a poster highlighting that this week is Trans Visibility Week. And We put the poster up on our Facebook page. We ended up having to take it back down again. Such was the hatred that came in from people on our page. Babs in Loughlin, the reason she sent it to us was she wanted to highlight exactly that. Let me go to line... Oh, sorry, yeah.
Luke. And Luke, before we say hello, well, hello, how are you?
How are you, Luke?
Hi, how's it going, Matt?
Good, thanks, Luke.
Now, I just want to read out the post that you put on our Facebook page, and it says, they are mentally ill freaks whose lifestyle choices are a complete joke and they're trying to influence young children into their way of thinking. Now, I don't know if you heard our introduction there. You didn't think we'd find somebody with that opinion.
I didn't, no. I'll be honest, no.
We messaged you, well, Amanda messaged you and said, could you please come on and provide us with evidence that the trans community are trying to influence young children?
Don't they bring children to drag shows and that type of thing?
Pantomimes have existed since I was a child, and in pantomimes, it's a drag show. That's literally what a pantomime is.
But a man dressed up as a woman and prancing around in women's knickers is okay in a drag show, but it's not. That's not real life. Like that's fantasy, and that's their way of thinking, which I think is wrong. And they do try to influence children and make them question their identity and sexuality at a very young age. It does happen, I can assure you of that.
Okay, but my kids go to pantomime every single year. They love it. It's their highlight of Christmas. They always go to pantomime. And as Adrian said, in pantomime, you regularly have men that are dressed up as old women. In fact, one of our friends, myself and Adrian's friends, does the gaiety every year and dresses up as a woman. So do you think that by me bringing my kids to Panto every year, that they are going to want to start dressing up? And by the way, there's a difference between drag and transgender. A drag is literally a man who dresses up as a woman for an act.
For an act, yeah.
A transgender is somebody who literally will take puberty blockers and get their private parts rearranged.
I'm actually glad to make that point about puberty blockers, because there's evidence that they're causing more harm than good. And I think children transitioning, I'm totally against that. Whatever governments decide to do, that's their business. But children, I am vehemently against transitioning, because I think in the long run it does more harm than good, physically and mentally, to their autonomy and their well-being.
Okay, but let me go back to the point about drag that you were making, that children seeing drag are being influenced. Influenced in what way?
To dress up as women and prance around in women's knickers.
But no, Jesus, I went to pantomime all through my childhood. Every single Christmas, I've never worn women's knickers or a woman's dress, and never even saw the need to.
Luke,
were you ever at a pantomime yourself?
No, I wasn't, no.
Never?
I was when I was younger, but that was when I was a kid, you know.
And do you wear women's knickers and wear a dress?
No, I most certainly do not.
Right, so it didn't influence you?
No, it didn't influence me, but what I'm saying is it's more pervaded nowadays. And, you know, children are being corrupted and influenced by them, and I think that's wrong.
Hang on for one second, Luke. Corrupted in what way? Kids aren't going, for example, to a drag show in the George on a Sunday night, okay? Which might be a little bit sexually rude or explicit or whatever.
Certainly wouldn't be suitable for kids.
No, yeah. It isn't. That's my point. Kids aren't going to drag shows in the George. The only other type of drag I can think that kids are going to is pantomime. I just don't understand how you feel it's all pervasive and influencing children.
Well, that's where we differ. Sorry, is it Adrian or Jeremy?
I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy.
Yeah. Okay, Adrian. You and I have different opinions, and that's okay. But I think that the LGBTQ or whatever they are, they have their own agendas, and they're trying to get the age of consent lowered. They believe in pederasty as well.
Hang on. I'm going to challenge everything that comes out of your gob. Who is trying to lower the age of consent?
Well, that's one of the goals of the LGBTQ.
It says who? I've never once heard this. I've been reporting on stuff like this for years. I've never once heard any sort of a campaign to lower the age of consent in Ireland.
Well, it's it's there. Yeah.
It's what, Luke? It's what? You're literally spouting utter shite coming out of your mouth now. Seriously. This is what really annoys me about people like you, that you make up these narratives and somebody, not necessarily you, but people put up a post on Facebook or on Instagram, the gay community wants to lower the age of consent, and suddenly it goes viral and it's absolute bullshit. Where did you get that information from?
Well, I'm telling you, it's subconsciously there. I'm telling you, and also
it's subconsciously there. Luke, would you actually listen to what you're saying? Yeah. Are you an intelligent bloke?
What about the point I made about pederasty? You know,
about what?
Pederasty.
What's that?
Pederasty is adult men having butt sex with children, with young boys.
So paedophilia, basically.
Well, yes, paedophilia, but this type of paedophilia is called pederasty.
I never heard of it.
But obviously you're the one that's not informed, because you should look it up and educate yourself.
How do you spell that word? I'm going to Google it right now. I'm going to find out.
I don't think you should actually Google it, to be honest. I wouldn't Google it. But I don't think there's nobody with the right thinking mind would support that. That's absolutely, paedophilia is disgusting.
Yes, and I think that, this is my personal opinion, I think that paedophiles should be locked up and the keys thrown away.
No, nobody's going to argue that point. Nobody's going to argue that point. Everybody agrees with that.
Luke, if you take this story that was sent into us, from Babs, and her niece...
I have the spelling of pederasty here, if you'd like it.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
P-E-D-E-R.
Yep.
A-S-T-Y.
No, I have to be honest, I've never heard of that word before. Obviously, it's not on my radar.
Okay, that's just paedophilia, basically. Sexual activity involving a man and a boy or a youth. That is literally paedophilia.
Yes, I know, but it's also referred to as pederasty.
But what's
the point you're trying to make here?
That is not.
We're talking about why the hatred about the trans community, and all I hear coming out of your gob is absolute made-up bullshit. Literally.
But it's not bullshit, it's fact.
It's fact.
Okay, Luke.
Can I quote back the fact that you gave me a couple of minutes ago? That is absolute bullshit.
Well, I don't believe that.
All our kids are being influenced.
Sorry, Adrian,
our kids are being influenced by going to a panto at Christmas. They all want to dress up in dresses.
No. I never said that they were going to a panto at Christmas. It's drag shows that should normally be for an adult audience.
But where are children going to drag shows? Can you tell me that?
Well, I couldn't tell you that because
you can't give me any information on that either.
In fairness, I will say this, just to put them on for a sec, because I will say last year, I've spoken about this, last year on holidays in the hotel we were staying in, there was a drag show one of the evenings.
Yeah.
And no, I don't like drag shows.
No, I don't. I'm not a big fan of them myself.
I just find them, they're not even funny.
Yeah.
There was a man on the stage pretending to be Shirley Bassey singing Hey Big Spender. And I literally sat down for 2 minutes with the kids and I said, this is shite. But there was kids in the crowd. But drag shows have been around. Like when I was a kid, Luke, and I'm probably the same age as you. When I was a kid, I used to watch Blankety Blank with Lily Savage, who was literally a man dressed up as... And I'm sure you watched Blankety Blank as well. I'm sure
I did watch Blankety Blank and Lily Savage and Paul O'Beatty. But I was able to discern that was an act. It was fiction. You know?
But aren't children able to do exactly that? They know. I'm sure your kids saw that Shirley Bassey impersonator and said, "Oh, that's a man."
No, I explained it to him because it was my son that said it. She started.
If you just let me explain, please, and stop interrupting me, I'll be very happy.
Okay.
So, okay, it's one thing doing that for recreation or as fun, okay? But what point I'm trying to make is that it's one thing doing it as an actor for recreation, okay? Dressing up as a woman, but it's not healthy to have it as a lifestyle choice and going around prancing around a woman's knickers thinking you're a woman.
So would your message, Luke, to parents be, do not send your children to pantomime shows because they're going to be corrupted? Is that, because all I know is every year there's about six different Christmas pantos that are on, and all of them are sold out for the whole month of December and January. Are you saying we are endangering our children by sending them to pantomimes?
And to drag shows, not pantomimes.
But a pantomime is a drag show, essentially. There's men dressed up as women in it.
Well, you obviously have more knowledge of that area than I do.
But hang on. A panto generally involves a lead character who's a man dressed as a woman. The lead character is somebody in drag. Now, is that a bad influence on children?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But what I'm saying
but, is... And, okay, but and, saying sorry, is sorry, Luke. Where are these fucking drag shows that kids are going to left, right and centre that you seem to believe is happening? Where are they?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know that either. Sweet Jesus. I'm getting no sense out of you at all. You're literally spouting rubbish.
Well, it has happened. I'm sure children have gone.
Yes, of course they have.
I've seen videos in the States of children.
You're making it sound like there's these massive sex-induced drag shows that kids are going to every week.
Where they're using them to recruit children.
That is not happening.
No, absolutely not.
That is not happening. And I'm not even going to allow you to speculate that it's happening.
I'll tell you what we're doing. I think we'll just have to leave that conversation.
I absolutely despise people trotting out lies and not even having any belief in the conviction of their lies.
But I said this would happen. But Luke, let me ask you the question then, because this was originally raised by a woman whose niece is a transgender dental nurse. So a man who, from what we believe, in the last couple of years have transitioned to a woman. And you now have a trans woman who is a dental nurse. Would you have a problem going into your dentist if the dental nurse was transgender?
Well, as long as they didn't try anything funny with me.
Fuck off! No, seriously, I'm not putting up with that. As long as you wouldn't go, if any dental nurse went near you in a sexual way,
it would be inappropriate.
This is the point I'm trying to make. I'm not allowing him to spout shite like that. That's so hurtful and offensive. 99.9% of trans people in this country are normal, decent people who just transitioned from one sex to another. They now identify as female or male, whatever the case may be.
But Luke,
why he is linking that in with sex and sex abuse? It's just disgusting.
But Luke, do you?
I'm not talking to him anymore.
Opinions don't matter. Okay.
What would you? Hang on. His answer was.
No, my question just was: do you honestly think? I'm trying to get inside the head of.
I've been trying for ages.
Do you honestly think, Luke, that transgender people are trying to have sex with you?
No, obviously I don't.
Okay. So, well, why wouldn't you trust the dental nurse who's trans?
Because. That's maybe I'm just prejudiced. I don't know. I just wouldn't.
I don't think there's a maybe about
there's
a buddy.
There's literally no maybe. You can remove the word maybe out of that maybes. Sentence. Our number is 0858252626. We're trying to understand why the bigotry and the hatred towards the trans community. You've just heard a load of absolute bull coming out of that man's mouth.
But he
believes all that. That's the worry. That's the scary part.
Yes, but I said this to you before we started.
I asked him about where all these drag shows are on.
I don't know.
Doesn't know.
I don't know. Yes. But that's a lot of this is born.
Anyway, he's gone off the phone. He's after hanging up, by the way. I didn't hang up on him. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What do you want to say on this?
I never understood the hate that trans or anybody from minority group gets from people. Nearly 90% of the stories you hear about trans are all made up by groups who are looking purely to spread hate against anybody who basically isn't a perfect Christian.
I agree. But the vitriol and the hatred towards the trans community is off the scale, really, in comparison to an awful lot of other hatred.
As I mentioned before, 40 years ago, the hatred that people got against gay people was equally as bad. If you remember when the AIDS crisis happened.
I do.
People wouldn't go near anybody with AIDS thinking to catch it off. And most of the time it's basically due to lack of education.
Robbie, listening to that guy, Luke, all I heard...
I feel sorry for him.
All I heard was a lack of education. That's literally what I heard. He was so ill-informed.
He's getting a lot of his information on Facebook from probably American pages that are all, sent around Donald Trump fan base, I would assume. Donald Trump or Elon Musk fan basis. That's where he has never done a shred of research into it himself. I'm not saying I'm well versed in it, but I don't go looking for a reason to hate people. If you want to transition, by all means, go for it.
The point that I made earlier on.
Someone like Luke, lads, and I'm not defending him, I'm just trying to see where he's coming on. He's being fed bullshit after bullshit after bullshit.
That's why I feel sorry for him, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know. I feel sorry for him as well, because he's gone so far down that rabbit hole that he's spouting all these things. Like, he thinks that there's a cabal going on where children are literally being dragged along to
drag shows,
and they're being recruited. Then, like, it's scary that he thinks that. But like most people who have these conspiracy theories, when you ask them to present you with facts on the matter, they go, "Oh well, I don't know.
They'll give you a grip fucking story. They'll give you a grip story that you read, and because it aligned with their beliefs, they'll go, "Yep, that must be true."
Yeah, and like you said, I almost feel sorry for somebody like that guy that he literally believes. Well, he has heard all of these things, but can't even explain his belief. It's actually quite scary to hear somebody like that. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Martin for his opinion.
A few lads won't make it on. I don't really have an issue if somebody wants to transition, if I'm being honest with you. Like, if I found out my dental nurse had transitioned, as long as they were doing all right with my teeth, I wouldn't give a fuck. But I don't like the agenda that's being pushed down everyone's throats, trying to normalise this sort of carry on, especially in children, you know, puberty blockers, all of this carry on of not having, having gender neutral bathrooms, having blokes with fucking big swinging mickeys going getting changed next to little girls in swimming pools. Do not agree with that in the fucking slightest. Not at all. And, you know, it is being rammed down our throats, if you like it or not. You know, they've already infiltrated the gay community. You know, they've put their own little twist on that flag. You know, the gay community have worked tirelessly for years to be seen as normal people, which they are. And then these fuckers just come in and fucking jump on a bandwagon. You know, it is being normalised. Look at drag queen story time. That is happening in schools, and it is happening in libraries for kids. Drag queens telling stories to kids. Lads, come on. So that's why they get a bit of bad press. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you, lads?
Well, Jessica, what did you want to say on this?
Well, it's not my feeling about them. I've made it crystal clear to you on many occasions. Why do they think having a visibility day is going to stop the hate they get? Like, it's not. It's life. You're going to get hate no matter what. So,
you shouldn't get hate.
You shouldn't, but you know what? It's life. It's life. You're going to get hate for everything. You're going to get hate because you're fat. You're going to get hate because you're gay. No. You're going to get hate because you're trans.
It doesn't make it right, Jess.
No, but if you look,
I literally said it doesn't, but visibility day isn't going to stop that, is it?
No, but if you
it's
look,
life.
Yeah, but if you look at a lot of the hate that's aimed at the trans community. A lot of them
bring it on themselves. No, now, come on, let's not.
But no,
let's
what,
not
I was,
be
what I was, nobody brings hate on themselves. Nobody brings hate. Nobody asks for hate. Nobody goes out and says, "I want to be hate."
Okay.
No, but they don't. But if you look at a lot of the hate that is thrown at the trans community, it's all based on, as Luke quite clearly showed us, it's all based on bollocks,
utter ignorance,
and false information.
And again, I'll quote a few of the things that he said. Yeah, they're campaigning mm-hmm. to lower the age of consent. Absolute rubbish.
That's not true.
Have you not seen the idiots that are going around on the internet now saying that they're a minor attractive person and they're trying to hijack onto the alphabet mafia? Because it does happen.
Okay, Jess, that's completely.
So you're going to say that's wrong?
No. That's somebody who's paedophilic. That's somebody who's a paedophile. Yes. Why are people lumping that into a conversation about trans people?
Because these idiots, these sickos, are trying to hijack themselves onto that fucking train of the LGBT mafia circus. I can show you the proof of that. They're all over YouTube. They're all over TikTok. This is where they steal their drivel.
Anybody that wants to lower the age of consent, they need a hard drive.
It's a sicko. It should be wiped off the face of the planet.
Yeah, they need a hard drive.
But there is no such campaign.
But there is no
campaign. That's the point I'm trying to make.
No campaign.
Yet that guy, Luke, believes in his heart and soul that if you're a trans person, you want to lower the age of consent.
No, he actually said as well the LGBT community wants
to lower the age of consent. Again, which is absolute rubbish.
You're a member of that community. Have you ever been given a flyer by the LGBT community saying, "Will you march with us to lower the age of consent?"
No, if I did, I'd be shoving it down their throat.
Oh, absolutely. And having them arrested. But please don't tell me you listened to Luke's conversation and said, "Oh, he's talking sense" in any of that.
I think he's right about the whole lowering the age thing, because I have seen people online saying they do want to see it lowered. I'm not saying that there's people out there who aren't thinking that.
Jess, I've been doing shows like this for years. I have never heard of any type of campaign.
I tell you what, Adrian, go down the rabbit hole. You'll find these people.
I've no intention of going down any rabbit holes. I have never heard of any campaign.
There is an organization in America, so we had them on before, and the Man Boy Love Association or whatever. Remember them?
Yeah, I do.
And they want to, but they're just paedophiles. They should be
crackpots.
Yeah, they should be.
They are 100%. I'm not disagreeing.
But what has that got to do? Yeah, what has that got to do with this particular woman?
I don't know.
Babs's niece, a trans woman, 23 years of age. She's a grown adult. She transitioned after she was 18. So you're entitled to do whatever you want to your body. If I want to chop off my arm today, I can do it and nobody can stop me. Yeah, I can literally.
Right, yeah, you'd be stupid enough to, but yeah.
No, you would. But she is doing nobody any harm. She's working as a dental.
So wait, is it a niece to a nephew or a nephew to a niece?
It was a nephew and now it's a niece. So it's a man to transition.
Okay, so it's her nephew. Yeah. Sorry, it's her nephew. Sorry. No, just in my eyes, it's her nephew.
No, Babs described it as her niece, okay?
Okay. So she can describe her as a unicorn for all I care, but...
Okay, well, I've never met a dental nurse unicorn. But this
isn't a joke matter, by the way.
No, it's not.
Your dismissive tone, Jess, is horrible.
Am I not allowed to have this? What's the show called again?
Yeah, but
what's the show called again?
Okay, but would you go in and say it to her if you went into the dentist and she was your dental nurse? Would you turn around and say, "I don't want to be looked after by you"?
No, I wouldn't. But if I was in a bar or something, someone's like, "Oh, I'm a woman or I'm a man," I'd be like, "No, you're not."
But you heard,
and there are agents out there who say they're trans, but they don't get any hormones, they don't get any surgeries. Why is that? If you're so trans, why don't you get the hormones and the surgery?
Okay, Jess, let me ask you a question. So this lady that we're talking about,
okay, so we're going to dismiss me question. Okay,
Babs' niece.
What question did you ask?
Why? Because there are people out there. You're probably going to call me a lunatic and say that I'm going down a rabbit hole now. But there are people out there who will say they're trans, like, "Oh, I'm a trans woman, but I've never gotten a single hormone in them, and they still have their penis on them."
No, that's
so
not
how
trans.
Are you trans then?
Well, no, you can be transitioning, but
but these are people who never they dress like a woman and they've grown their hair out, but they've never taken a single hormone.
I wouldn't consider them trans.
Or put in a single surgery.
No, I mean, if I start growing my hair long and walking down the street saying I'm a woman, I'm not a trans woman. In my opinion, a trans person is someone who has taken the puberty blockers and is actually, I mean, it comes from the word transitioning, which means you're changing from one gender to another.
They'll still go out and call themselves a real woman or a real man. Even after they get all their hormones and surgery, they'll still say,
Let me ask you then. This dental nurse that we're talking about, I don't know where this dental nurse works. I don't even know if the woman works in this country. What harm is that individual doing to you or to me or to society in general, living the life of a woman, transitioning to a woman and working as a dental nurse? What harm is that individual causing to you?
I've said before, if you want to be trans, go ahead. You do you, I suppose. But don't expect people to go along with it. A lot of people won't. That's just life. You're going to get hate for it. If you don't like it, grow a thick second skin. And a visibility day is not going to stop that. I don't like getting called a faggot or gay
or getting mistaken for a man because of
your hair. But guess what? I grow up.
Okay,
life moves on.
You just said there, just you be you. And that's all she's looking for, by the way, to you be you. She's not trying to
don't expect everyone just to be okay with it. Don't expect everyone just to be all right. And
no, I don't think trans people are expecting everybody to be okay with, because, you know, I have a hard job sometimes accepting the whole thing. I find it hard to accept sometimes, but I won't throw hate at somebody and I won't say that they're a lot of them do.
A lot of the trans and a lot of the non-binaries out there, they have this sense of entitlement about them that everyone should just be okay with it and you have to get used to it. That's not life.
Well, just
no, I think it's more of just accept me for who I am. What is so wrong with that? Just accept me for who I am.
Not everyone is going to accept you, and that's just life. Like I said, not a lot of people accept that I'm gay. But guess what? The world keeps turning. I can't change their mind.
It takes actually more effort to hate on someone than it does
100%.
Like, especially if that person, I can understand, if it was someone
I should just go along with the delusion. Is that what you're telling me? I should just go along with their make-believe on crack.
But nobody's asking. Well, Robbie, what do you say to that? Go along with the delusion that they have.
No, I mean, listen, I will. She raised an important issue there, an important point there, and I do agree.
agree with her, and I've spoken to Jess about this before. With non-binary people, I generally think that a lot of them do not help their cases, because they do. I think that non-binary came out from the fact that gay people were accepted.
I was about to say, and I don't know how or why we're confusing non-binary and trans. They're completely different things, Jess.
They're just as delusional in my eyes. They're both from the same kettle of fish.
No, sorry, Jeff. People say the same thing about gay people, even to this day.
Oh, Robbie, piss off. I'm sick of that argument. If you ask any parent...
But you still say it, though. This is the point.
They would rather their kid be gay than trans. I'm sorry, I'm telling you now. They will.
I'm sure most parents would prefer their kids to be, straight.
Yeah, but you know...
Yeah, but the point is, that's not always the case.
I'm not mutilating myself, am I?
So what? Okay. But why do you think you should hate on somebody who wants to do that?
Do you know what the
trained psychiatrist? Do you have any idea what the process of transitioning is? You don't wake up one morning and go, fuck it, I'm gonna take some hormones and now I'm the opposite gender. Boom, done. It's not. It takes a year of counselling, and 9 times out of 10, the professional college trained. Let me finish, please. This professional college-trained psychiatrist will recommend transitioning.
So what do you
to make
what
that because that think, person Robbie? Need the for the.
Robbie, what do you think of those? What do you think of those idiots out there who say they're a trans woman, for example, but have not taken a single hormone to stop their testosterone and still have their Mickey? Is that a trans woman in your eyes? Because I think it's a feckin' idiot.
No, if they haven't taken any hormone treatments. If they're walking towards that, then that's fine. But I mean,
there are people out there who don't.
I call that transvestite.
But they still,
if they have no intention.
And you know what? Hang on. About this whole visibility day, lads. Let me ask you something. What rights does a trans person have that you or I don't?
What do you mean?
The silence is telling. They have the exact same rights that we all do. Why are they screaming for more? Why are they saying, trans rights are human rights?
They're screaming for the same rights that gay people screamed for 40 years ago.
But what rights do they not have? They can get married. They can do whatever. What rights do they not have?
They're screaming for the same recognition and acceptance that gay people look for 40 years ago. In 40 years' time, trans can be perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, but gays still aren't accepted fully. So what's the point? Like, that's just life.
They're more accepted now than what they were several years ago. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, but it still gets a backlash, doesn't it?
We're going on about trans.
Robbie, let me ask you then. When you hear the sort of hate that is directed towards the trans community, what do you think of people who spout that hate?
I don't understand why anybody has to hate on anybody. I don't understand why humans feel an innate need to hate on things that don't align with their beliefs or are different to them.
That's the only point I'm making. My thing in life is I judge people as they treat me. And if you're a trans person and you treat me
with
well,
respect,
I'll treat you with respect
back.
It's
like Jess there. Jess is a...
Instead of having this automatic built-in hatred.
Now, Jess is a Liverpool supporter, if I simplify it, and I'm an Everton supporter. We're supposed to hate each other, yeah? I don't have a problem with her. She could come into my house tomorrow in a Liverpool jersey.
I'd with Jess loads
of... Sorry, say again?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, you could come into my house tomorrow, Jess, in a Liverpool jersey. I'm not going to hate on you. Do you hate on me because I'm an Everton supporter?
I think you have bad taste.
but that's okay. But you don't hate on me because
I don't hate you. But I'm sorry. Life is just the fact that people aren't going to accept you for everything. That's just life. People are going to accept things. They're not going to accept things. That's just life.
Hang on, Jess. There's a difference between accepting something and spewing hate. Okay. When we put that poster up on Facebook the other day, people could have just chosen to ignore it. They didn't. They actually engaged and said, if this was a poster for this should be a poster for Mental Health Day, or the hate on it was just horrible.
Well, Adrian, let me ask you something, right? Let me ask the two of you something. You've talked to me for a long time. You know my feelings on this. Do you think I spew hate every time we talk about this?
I do sometimes, yeah. I absolutely do.
Why? What if I said that would make you think I'm spewing hate?
The way you talk about other human beings as being some sort of a dysfunctional group.
I've never spoken about them being subhuman.
You speak about them being dysfunctional.
You did say they have a mental illness.
I do think it is, because if you need to change your gender, then something didn't add up right when you were born. It's the same way when I'm gay, something didn't click when I was born to make me straight.
Stay there for a second, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to
Laura.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
I'm grand, yeah. I don't get the whole hatred of trans. And then I just wanted to point out, I'm assuming you were trying to contact the person, but like that post you had earlier on, some guy called me a spastic and cunt because I was, the way he was going on about them having mental issues and all that stuff, and he got very angry. I just wondered if you got him on the show.
So he called you a spastic and a see you next Tuesday, yeah?
Yeah, he said that I need to get laser eye surgery because I didn't see his perspective. And he had a dog profile picture. And I was saying, well, look, you have a dog profile picture. Maybe you identify as a dog. So, you know, if I don't think he has the balls to come on the show.
So not only was he was hating on you because you had a different opinion to him, basically.
Yeah, totally. I just don't understand the whole hatred against trans people. And then the whole...
And it goes back to my point, Laura, that I made a moment ago. I judge people as they treat me, and if they do no harm to me or no harm to society in general, then I'm good with them, no matter who they are or where they come from. And that's always been my attitude. If you wrong me, I won't have a nice opinion of you. But if you don't, grand, you do you, and I'll do me. Yeah.
But the thing back to Jess's point there about how trans people have the same rights as gays and straight, no, they don't. Like, when you think of when gays would have been threatened, like being people trying to kill them and all stuff because of their sexuality. So there's that.
By the way, there are still some countries in the world where that still happens.
They get beheaded or killed because they're homosexual or whatever like that. So, like, especially, like, could feet, like, us straight people, like, in general, they have the thing of, they don't have to worry about that type of stuff, you know, because they're straight. But even, like, in some countries with women and stuff like that, they treat, like, second-class citizens. And this is 2026, you know. So, there's that, too.
You raise an interesting point. We look at countries around the world where being gay is illegal in some countries, is very frowned upon in other countries. They are harassed, they're beaten, they're really treated disgracefully. And we look at that, and most of us think that is absolutely disgraceful. But then you look at one particular section of society here, the trans community, and just the hatred towards them is exactly what we see in other countries where it comes to the gay community. And I just don't...
I think what is interesting as well, how people are bringing out these warped perspectives of what trans people will do.
Correct.
I am thinking to myself, what is going on in those people's minds?
Guy Luke earlier on, we asked him if you walked into a dental dental surgery and the dental nurse was trans, how would you feel? Well, as long as he didn't interfere with me or touch me, I'd be grand.
That's the thing. They just automatically think that
that's what's going to happen.
Transition just to get in somebody else's pants. It's like, I just think that's a warped perspective in itself.
As I've said, the vast majority of people who've already been named in the Epstein files are white, straight men. Rich, white, straight men,
100%.
They're the ones that are in the Epstein files. There's no drag queens in the Epstein files. There's no transgender people in the Epstein files. It's white, straight men.
Laura, stay with me for a second, please.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Craig has been on to us.
Jeez, that first caller you have on is an absolute fucking moron. Right, look, this is fairly straightforward and simple, regardless of what the World Health Organization says or declares, right, because we know that they don't exactly say everything that should be done, right? But, look, trans is a mental illness. There's no two ways about it. Like, you're born in the body you're born, and that's where you should be. If your brain is thinking any different, it's a mental illness. There's no two ways about it. That's what it is. It's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is. If you're born in the wrong body, and I'm not going to think these comparisons with, if you're a cat, you're a cat, whatever. But it's like if you think you're a cat and you're going around acting like a cat, you have a mental illness. It's the same thing. You're born in the body you're born, and that's what you should be. Anything else, your brain is altered. Your mind is altered, and it means that you have a mental illness. It's not a bad thing. I don't agree with hate towards trans people whatsoever. They shouldn't get the hate. Likewise, they certainly should not get a day highlighted for them because it's stupid, and it's highlighting it, and it's dragging people in like these absolute morons to come in and give them hate. Let them be them. Don't have any days for them. We don't have any days for anyone. Just relax. Let them have all the days we all have, like Patrick's Day. We can all celebrate together. You shouldn't need a specific trans day or a gay day or anything like that. You know, just let them be them. There shouldn't be hate towards them either, you know. But that's just a simple fact of the way it is. And Jeremy going on about it was there back at Jesus. I know it wasn't. Don't be silly. And also, look, going to the pantomime is completely different. That's men dressing up as women for the crack and all that. Like Mrs. Brown's Boys, like Mrs. Doubtfire, it's a bit of crack. You know, that's not trans. You know, that's a bit of crack. And they're not indoctrinating children either. Those people who think all these people are indoctrinating children are nuts anyway themselves. They're all absolute clowns who base their own facts off basic things that don't exist. But yeah, like I said, it is a mental illness. But leave them at it, but just don't, they shouldn't have to have a day highlighted, because that would just bring out all the weirdos to try and give them abuse, do you know? Anyway, cheers, lads.
Thanks very much, Craig. That was a podcast within a podcast. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter.
Again, we're dealing with misinformation here, and we're happy to clear this out. So Gavin O'Flaherty has just commented on our Facebook.
How are you, Gavin?
And Gavin says, pushing transgender ideology on children was planned in the Epstein files. Now, Gavin, literally takes 20 seconds to Google that and do a deep dive using AI to find out it.
Mm-hmm.
And would you give Gavin there, who obviously hasn't discovered how to use Google yet? I mean, Google's your friend. Google is your friend, Gavin. What does AI, a deep search on Google, tell you about?
There is no direct connection between the Epstein files regarding Jeffrey Epstein and trans ideology or transgender issues. That's it. One sentence. Took you how long to get that sentence?
Literally 5 seconds. Yeah. But someone like Gavin, and again, I feel sorry for you, Gavin, because you're stupid, and stupid people don't know they're stupid. You obviously saw a post somewhere
that said exactly that, and you believe it.
It was on Charlie Kirk's page a few years ago or something. Or what's his mad wife's name? What's her name?
Mrs. Kirk.
Mrs. Kirk. You probably saw a post on one of those websites that said the Epstein files was full of trans ideology, and you went, has to be true, saw it on Facebook, and now that's embedded, Gavin, in your brain. And I'm not making fun of you, I feel sorry for you, because stupid people don't realise they're stupid, but nothing will convince you otherwise that Jeffrey Epstein is connected to trans ideology. How do these people exist in life?
Don't know.
Do you want to have him on?
No.
Do you want to talk to him?
No, not really, I have a headache. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Well, Sean, what did you want to say on this?
I just think this is all bollocks, but to be quite honest with you, it's getting pushed. I have no problem. I voted for the gay marriage, the LGBT. I voted yes for that. But as I said to you a couple of months ago, if I knew what was coming down the line when that vote was happening, I would have never voted for it.
What do you mean by that?
I wouldn't have voted, because all this trans, you can't, I have no problem with a gay man and a gay woman, that's no problem, but these people that think that they're a man in a man's body and they think they're women, that's a mental health issue. That is not, they shouldn't be allowed to be called trans. That's a mental health issue.
Okay, do you believe that somebody can be born in the wrong body, that by some mistake of genetics, DNA, whatever the case is?
No, and it's scientifically proven that can't happen.
Well, no,
and
actually,
you know that.
No, it's been proven that it can happen, that you actually can be born in the wrong body.
Where was that proven?
Well, I didn't take carry out the test.
I've never heard a scientist come out and say, oh yeah, you can't be born the little child, the little boy, but then you become
okay,
a woman.
Sean, regardless, whether you believe the science or not.
And you don't have to believe it, by the way.
But if somebody, this is really what I want to get at. If somebody, for whatever reason, whether it's a mental health condition or not, whether it's just something that they want to do, somebody, when they're 18 years of age, says, do you know what, I don't want to be a man anymore, I want to be a woman, I've always wanted to be a woman, and I'm going to transition to a woman. What harm or difference does that make to your life or your world, Sean?
Do you ever see half of them walking around the sea? It's a disgrace looking. Young kids growing up looking at that are going to be fucked up because they don't know where they're coming or going.
Looking at what?
Looking at fucking a man that's dressed up as a woman. It's sick.
Oh, it's sick now.
But hang on, my kids.
Yeah, it is. Well, as I said, the text messages are sick pups that have mental health issues. I told you that in a text message.
So hang on,
not just saying this.
Does Brendan O'Carroll have mental health issues?
He probably does, yeah.
Jesus,
well, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
But Brendan O'Carroll doesn't deal with lawyers. Brendan O'Carroll has a wife. He does it for the show to make money.
No, but he's done a lie. Right. No, he does it. They go on
no,
to.
No,
they
go, hey, no,
they go on to. No, I'm not. Is Brendan O'Carroll a man or a woman?
Has Brendan O'Carroll got a Mickey?
You just said a man dressing up as a woman is fucked up in the head.
Sick.
When they seriously believe
in their own head they are a woman. That's what's sick. What you're trying to bring Brendan O'Carroll into it. That's stupid, trying to compare transgenders to Brendan O'Carroll. If a man born a man, the question I asked you, Sean,
if somebody at the age of 18 decides, I want to be a woman, I've never liked being a man, and I'm going to go and get the surgery, and I'm going to become
a
woman.
Hold on, Jeremy.
Sean, wait till you ask the question.
I'm a famous footballer or a millionaire, but I'm not. But it doesn't mean I can go out and sell me hole to do that.
I'm asking you, what difference does it make to your world?
Because it's fucking up to society. Hold on a minute. I asked you, it's like your last caller there said, oh, I don't know why people give hate to these people. Do you hate a paedophile?
Yes.
If it doesn't affect your kids, do you hate them?
I hate what they do. I absolutely do. Yes. I absolutely despise what they do.
I hate the way people, I hate the way a man, a boy born boy, when he turns 18 decides, I want to be a girl. That's not right. I hate that. It's like what I just said about the paedophiles. Unless it's affecting your child, do you hate paedophiles? Yes. Why? Because of what they do. It's simple.
But I don't understand what a trans person does that you can hate. I hate what a paedophile does because it's absolutely abhorrent to interfere with children. What does a trans person do that you hate?
I hate everything about them. As I said, you're born a man and a woman. There's two fucking sexes and that's that. As I said, I have no problem with the gays. I voted for the fucking referendum. I voted yes for it because I believe two men and two women, if they fall in love, should get married. But these trans people, this is all, in the last few years, this has gone spiral out of control. And I don't know how.
Laura, can I come back to you and ask you, what is your view on the admitted, and he is admitted, that he hates.
There we go again with the whole paedophile thing again. Like, the fact that there's a thing that trans people are just thinking about getting into other people's pants in that regard is just a warped mindset. You know, just, I don't get it at all. Like, what's wrong with people wanting to be who they are?
And Sorry, Sean, say that again. I missed you there.
Sorry, Sean.
I said if you were born a man, and you, at 18 you decided that you want to be a girl.
Who do you have sex with if you're a trans man turned girl?
Who do you have sex with, a man or a woman?
If I was trans man.
Yeah, if you're born a man and when you're turned 18 you want to become a woman, who do you then have sex with when you're that trans
woman?
To be
honest, Sean, I wouldn't understand it because I'm a straight woman. So I'm attracted to men. So you're asking the wrong person there, Sean.
You are asking the wrong question,
Sean. I'm attracted to men because I'm a straight woman. So
our point was...
about trans women. What doesn't bother you about trans people, not women?
She said earlier on, she can't understand the hate. That's it.
Yes, that's why you can't understand.
That's like saying you can't understand the hate of a paedophile.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't.
It's all completely different to trans.
Because, Sean, you have not...
You'll see in a few years trans going into men's or women's toilets and they'll be
fucking
raping
them. But trans has been around for years, though, Sean.
Yeah, well, then why are you looking for this day? If it's been around for years, why are you
calling it now? Because they get the abuse that you're giving them right now. The abuse you're giving them right now is why.
And hold on, but everyone gets abuse. We had a fucking caller on there last week.
No, you're incorrect there. Do you get abuse, Sean?
I get called baldy, but it doesn't mean I want to grow hair.
I think that's a bit threatened or beaten up or getting killed.
Who's getting threatened? Who's getting beaten up? And why are they getting beaten up? Because they're pushing in people.
Because they have an agenda.
They think they can get away with this.
They have agenda, don't they?
What is the agenda?
Go on, explain to me.
I have never had a gay man comes up to me and tell him get away. A trans man, woman, he comes up to you, go away. They're at you and at you. And I understand why they're getting knocked to the ground.
Where is this happening?
If you want to be trans, but don't
have to brag about our fucking want. We want their rights.
Sean, I've never heard it. I've never heard it.
Sean, you take everything for granted because you're a straight man.
I don't take nothing for granted. I'm not one of these internet freaks that read. Sean, I've never had a trans person
come up to me and shake me and go, I want you to accept me. Accept me or
Jeremy,
else.
You don't get out enough to see what's going on. You go for a bleeding coffee with Jeremy during the day. Well done.
You have to open your eyes, Jeremy.
I have a great social life.
Well, you open your eyes to the world of what's happening in the world.
Yeah, and it is. You know it's happening. You don't like the truth.
No, yeah, I had to wake up to everything.
You must have immigration and sexuality and all that stuff.
Hmm?
All right, but the bottom line is, the question we asked, Sean, and you've just proven that it really exists, is why the hatred towards the trans community? And you've just proven to us that it exists. You haven't really been able to give me any sort of justification.
It still exists with gay people. Gay people still get stick. I voted just for the gay referendum. Gay people are still getting fucking taught or getting slagged all the time. But as your last caller just said, that's like, people nowadays are gone too soft. You can't say anything to anyone anymore.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Let me bring in a few more opinions on this. Ben.
Well, lads, listen to the podcast there. It's a really good listen. Don't agree with some of the things that are being said. I don't have hate for the transgender community or whatever community. But I don't agree with it in a sense to a certain point that women that are born women have to go through so much, such as periods, pregnancy, everything like that, you know, and I think it's an insult to them for a person that was born a man tend to just turn around and say, I want to be a woman, you know. I think it's an insult to them. They don't have to face the same struggles that people who are born women do. So yeah, that's my little take on it.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Ben. Jer.
It got annoying when people stopped being able to define what a woman was. And J.K. Rowling getting skinned alive for standing up for women's rights when she herself, a victim of sexual assault, very well documented, was standing up for safe spaces for women, was not running down the trans community. And a lot of people actually stand with her and agree with her in the things she said. I don't hate trans people, but I believe that women should be in women's spaces and men should be in men's spaces, and that's it.
All right. Mark was on when Jess was on.
I find it crazy from Jess. She's a member of the LGBTQ community. She is spewing the exact hatred towards trans people that gay people had to put up for generations.
And that's a conversation we've had with Jess before, Mark. John.
I'll tell you where it is, guys. It's transgender that pushing, you know, wanting to, you know, use the same sports as everybody else, wanting to use the same toilets as everybody else. That's what gets me. If they just stayed in their own lane and used the handicapped toilets, because that's what they, you know, should be using, as far as I'm concerned, and they want to be in the women's fucking locker rooms, they want to be in the men's locker rooms. I don't agree with any of this. I never did and I never will. This is freaky stuff, guys, you know. And that's the problem I have with transgenders. I don't hate them, but they need to get in their own lane. You know, gay people are not looking to do this.
All right, John.
Transgenders are looking to do this.
Thanks very much indeed. And finally, Henry.
Hi, guys. I can't come on today's show, but I'd just like to make the point there. Sean there said he hates trans people because they're sick in the head and they're freaks and everything like that. But yes, he has no problem backing up a rapist for President of Ireland.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Henry, for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. Interesting conversation.
Don't hate. Yeah, just don't hate. It's all about love.
And I was looking at some of the messages. Oh, the two of you are lefty lovies and all that. My thing, and I said this a couple of times, if it doesn't affect your life, why the hate?
Stop using my line. Jonathan.
It's all lovey.
Jonathan regularly contacts the show just for balance. Did send us a video and. It's a video, and
we're not going to be playing.
I won't play, but I'll just explain what it is there for you, because it's important. For balance.
I don't know the context of that video. I don't know where it's from. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, but it's a
video. I'm not even going to comment on it.
Well, I'll comment on it. It's a video that has a man in drag dressed up as a woman in leotards and heels dancing with a child. Now, would I let my children dance like that? Absolutely not. And Jonathan, I will say to you, I think that is wrong. But
again, we don't know the context of this. That could be his uncle for all we know.
That doesn't represent. And he says, oh, but there's an LGBT flag hanging up on the wall. That doesn't make any difference. I don't think that's right, that a man dressed up as a woman would be dancing. But I also, Jonathan, and I don't know if you would have a problem with that, I have a big problem in America with those the shows where the kids go along. What are they called? The beauty pageant things.
Yeah.
I find them
abhorrent.
Disturbing. Yes, most of the people who bring their kids along to those beauty pageants where they have their little kids done up in the makeup trying to act like parents, I find them abhorrent. I find them stomach-churning. I find them blood-curdling. Yeah, those parents will probably have an issue with trans people, but don't have a problem with sexualizing their kids in beauty pageants.
So again, that video that you sent us, Jonathan, is all well and good, but how can you comment on a video when I don't know the background to it, I don't know the context of the video, so we literally can't...
But children shouldn't be involved in drag shows like that, I think we all agree.
Again, I don't know what that video is about.
It's a show dancing with a drag queen.
Yeah.
Shouldn't happen.
Thank you for listening to this latest...
Do you. What you say? You do you.
You do you. That's exactly it. I love that expression. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons before rush hour. And most Saturdays at around lunchtime. Thanks very much indeed for listening. We will catch you on the next episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. Talk to you soon.